Welcome back to Atlantic Sports Saturday. The Atlantic girls basketball team evens up their record at 2-2 with a come-from-behind win over Glenwood last night. 43-39, Atlantic trailed by as many as 11 points in the basketball game and came back in the second half. Zoe Kirkhoff hit back-to-back threes to give the Trojans a 27-25 advantage, and they never trailed after that. It looked like Glenwood might run away with it early. They led 21-10, but the Trojans had other ideas in the second half, and they go on to get the win. They'll host Clarinda on Tuesday night. We had a chance to catch up with Atlantic head coach Dan Vargas during the halftime of the boys' game last night, and here's what Coach Vargas had to say about the Trojans' win.
Yeah, ugly, uninspired first half, and then totally flipped in the second half. So proud of the way the girls battled in the second half. But, you know, when we came out tonight, just really flat in the first half, didn't really seem like we wanted to be there. They came out really on fire. They wanted to press. They wanted to pressure us. A little bit shell-shocked. Got us in some foul trouble. McKenna Schrader had to sit almost the entire first half. And then we went to our bench and we couldn't get anything to fall. The paint was just, rugby match. And then anywhere else on the floor, you couldn't, look at each other. So no flow to the game. And then at halftime, we just challenged the girls. What are you going to do about it? You know, if you want to be a top team in the state, you got to learn to respond when this is the type of game you're in. You're on the road. Things aren't going your way. The other team's playing better than you and you're in a hole. What are you going to do about it? And then we left them with about 2 minutes in the locker room and just said, talk amongst yourself as leaders and figure it out. And they came out and they did. So we made absolutely zero halftime adjustments other than intensity and effort.
Not about it. Joey Kirkhoff had the turning point, back-to-back threes to make it a 27-25 lead. And then you never relinquished that lead. How important was that in the ball?
Well, it was huge, and not just because of the score, but, their student section was trying to get in her head, and every time she touched the ball, they were screaming air ball at her and everything else, and, that can get in your head, and we drew up a play to start the half, and I said, we need you right now. You're kind of going around, going through the motions a little bit, so we drew up a play, and she buried the first one, and then in transition, it came to her, and she's running from her bench, like, shoot the ball again. Cash is the second one. That completely changed the way that she played. She was more confident on defense, more confident on offense. But then also McKenna Schrader was similar. While she didn't necessarily light up stats on points, it was the same thing. She was flying all over the place. She stayed out of foul trouble, didn't foul out until the last couple seconds of the game. But her intensity, deflecting the ball, helping orchestrate the offense and getting the ball moving around, getting the ball inside to Katrina, just helping with the leadership side. Second half was totally different as well. So those two get a huge shout out tonight.
Yeah, when you had to make some free throws down the stretch, Schrader made them.
Oh, absolutely. And, just clutch. And then again, the leadership on the court, the energy, it was kind of flat. And then she was jumping around after Zoe made the three. She was the first one bouncing around. It's really easy to get disengaged when you're in foul trouble and you're on the bench. It's not my night. And she didn't do that. So I'm really proud of her as well. And then, again, that's leadership. And then Katrina Williams, she's making free throws. She's rebounding. She's battling. Caitlin Hickman hit a big three. Maddie McLaren did some big things. Peyton McLaren played awesome tonight. It was just one of those silent nights where it didn't seem like she was doing anything major. But just silently doing all the little things. She played post for us tonight, by the way. I don't think people realize that. Peyton McLaren was playing the four spot for us and just hit huge. And then, this is what I love about our program. Jillian Satoff and Bryn Lamp, they spent most of the night on the bench tonight. It wasn't their turn to get in the game. And they both had smiles on their face cheering on their teammates. And that's what it takes to be a good team, is that they weren't pouting on the bench. They weren't in the game. I love both those kids to death. They worked their tail off every day. And tonight they didn't get much for minutes. But they're great teammates, they're great kids, and they were up cheering for their teammates and positive. So I love both those kids to death, the way that they get after it every day too. So just the team side of it wasn't about any one girl. They all just put each other first, and they found a way to win together tonight.
Katrina Williams played aggressive inside as well.
Oh, big time. And, she went to the rim, and in the second half we attacked them. And when their big fouled out, we were able to get inside a little bit more, and she got to the free throw line. The first half we couldn't buy a foul, in the second half they couldn't. So just total different way they called the game, and it's amazing when they call a game right how things can change. So that was huge.
Well, Coach, in a nutshell, again, as we wrap this one up, what was the biggest difference in the game here?
Resiliency and leadership. That's all it came down to, is our girls decided they weren't going to lose. They did all the things they had to. It wasn't ugly, or it wasn't pretty. It was an ugly win, but we told our girls, you don't get style points for winning games, and you don't lose anything more if you win pretty or lose whatever, which way. So you just come out, you get a W, you get an L, and we got the W tonight. Yeah,